Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. When students arrive at Black Hills State University this weekend, a new president will welcome them to the Spearfish campus. Dr. Tom Jackson Jr. started his new duties on July 3rd as Black Hills State's 10th president. He succeeded Kay Schellenkamp, who retired at the end of the last academic year. Dr. Jackson is a Seattle, Washington native who, before coming to South Dakota, was vice president for student affairs at the University of Louisville. He just delivered his State of the University address, and he joins us on the line. And Dr. Jackson, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Nice to be on the line, and good day to you.
Well, I'm wondering if this is an especially exciting time for you. You're a new president at a new school, just as the new year gets underway with students arriving on campus.
No, honestly, every day is somewhat of an exciting day because we get to really work with some very intellectual and smart and passionate people, whether it's the faculty or the students. And on this campus right now, we have both students and our faculty all arriving at different stages of the time and day. So it's very, very exciting to be here right now.
Now, you started your new position at Black Hills State in July. What have you been doing the first couple of months there, just more or less getting acquainted with the campus and the faculty and everyone?
No, that's an easy answer. I'm going to answer it more complexly than that.
Okay.
The absolute moment that I was announced, you essentially start working as a new university president because there's so much information you have to absorb and learn, as you know. And then there's the issues within the state and the university across the board. And so, yes, part of it was getting to know the faculty, but I've also spent an enormous amount of time getting to meet our friends throughout the state and also our alumni here in the Spearfish Northern Hills community. That's probably where I've spent most of my time over the last 7 weeks.
Why were you interested in coming to Black Hills State University?
Thanks for asking that, because if I can answer that in a couple of different ways. One is BH is a hidden gem, and I would say that to all the listeners out there. If you have a son or daughter who really is wanting to go to a university, take a really good look at BH, because it has an enormous number of things going for it. Not only the strong educational program, educational teacher prep program, but we're also one of the top 5% business schools in the world. There's very few who can make that claim in a beautiful place, a top 7 city in the United States. And so when you're looking at a safe, clean, healthy environment and our university where our faculty are centered around student success, those were some of the reasons I came here. The other was somewhat personal that I could easily share with you later if you want to hear it.
Well, you can share it with us now if you'd like.
Well, I'll do that. I'm a person of color, an African-American male, and when you're in the position to become a university president, there are so few of us that are, one, vice presidents at major research universities who get or are in the position to make that last step to the chief CEO, the chief executive officer of the university. And I looked at it and said, well, is this something I really want to do? And the simple answer was, it would be selfish of me as a person, an educated man, to say no, since so few of us have made this step. And so I feel it from multiple ends, that not only can I make a positive difference for people of color and veterans across the board, but I also can make a significant difference, not only in the state, but at this university. So I feel it both personally and socially.
Now, you just mentioned being a veteran. You were, what, in the Coast Guard Reserves and the Army National Guard and Texas State Guard and Indiana Guard Reserve as well?
I need say no more since you read it all right there.
Okay.
I'm an enlisted man in the Coast Guard, and somewhere along the line I earned my commission, and I presently serve in the Indiana Guard Reserve with officer training, and it is one of the most enjoyable things I still do, period. Working with individuals who all have other careers that are giving their time to Indiana to help their communities. It's something I'm not sure I ever want to give up, and I look forward to it every month.
What do you, when you look at your background, your career leading up to this point of taking over as president of Black Hills State University, are there certain things in your background, in your experience, that prepared you for this situation, for this job that you hold right now?
The I'm learning that one of the most important elements of being a university president is not only listening, but also cultivating relationships. And this shouldn't sound unusual, but I think for a university president, modern day a university president, it's cultivating strong relationships with your local community, the people around you, your staff, your alumni, the media, such as yourself, all of those things, because we're the conduit to the rest of the world on what is happening at a university, and it's easily misunderstood what it is that we do. But when we think about what South Dakota really needs, which is citizens with more degrees for the workforce, we're that conduit for it. We're the ones who help produce those degrees and get people into the workforce earning higher wages than they ordinarily would earn, maybe making a difference in society that they wouldn't ordinarily make. And so when I think about my background, that's what I've been doing my entire life as a university administrator or person. And I think that's a natural extension as the CEO of this university, particularly this university that prides itself so much on global education, sustainability, the environment in general, and students.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with the new president of Black Hills State University, Dr. Tom Jackson, Jr. He just finished delivering his State of the University address. And Dr. Jackson, what were some of the things that you said during that address about the state of Black Hills State?
Well, I made a couple of references. I certainly talked too long, and I think everyone will say that, but that's what happens sometimes, much like now. But I talked about a little bit of our history as a university. I talked a lot about teachers and our faculty, a little bit about the state universities and the number of degrees we produce across the board, and then elements where we could try and address some of our challenges as a university. And I'll rapidly say some of that. But when I was talking about teachers, I was really talking about our base, teacher education. And I know BH, Black Hills State University, is often referred to as that teacher's college over there in the Black Hills. And we're that. We're absolutely that. But we're also so much more. Like I said, we're one of the best business schools in the world. But when we think about the teachers, I used a statistic. I said there are 1,874 physicians in South Dakota, 1,405 attorneys, 1,007 professional engineers, 441 dentists. Those are very high-skill fields, but at the root of who they are teachers, people who have taught them along the way, mentored them, coached them, got them through high school and college and through their professional degrees. And where is one of the best teacher education programs in the state, if not the region? Black Hills State University. So I was making the point that we shouldn't run away from our base and who we are, because we're very good at many things, including business, including natural sciences, including teaching. I also talked about the growth of the workforce development and the need to get more adult learners into the University Center Rapid City, more students, high school students, and dual enrollment degrees, not only in Rapid City, but Pierre and Sioux Falls, and to really reconnect ourselves to the local community as practitioners at this university, getting out and about and volunteering for committees, going to social events in the community, all those things which Spearfish, Deadwood, Whitewood, Sturgis, Belfouche, all of those neighboring areas really need from us as a university community.
Other challenges ahead for Black Hills State that you see?
I would say that we share whatever university shares, and that is a challenge with revenue and marketing. And when I say revenue, I'm really making the reference to the need for resources from the state in general, or resources from our corporate friends or private donors, which are always a challenge in this economy. But if we're really trying hard to get more citizens in South Dakota with degrees, the unfortunate task is the investment that is made just simply needs to be greater, because we're greatly challenged in that regard. We also talked about getting our name out there, because, as I said in the very beginning, we're really a hidden gem, a gem that is just beautiful. We know that in South Dakota, many, many, many people come to the Black Hills, Northern and Southern Hills, to just vacation and tour because of its natural beauty, its resources, its fresh air, no mosquitoes. Did I say no mosquitoes? and so why not stay here? Send your son and daughter here. And for us, it's getting that name out there to those on the East River and elsewhere to really see that this is a viable place to come for 4 or 5 years and earn your degree in sustainability, business, education, sciences, or whatever it may be. So our challenge is revenue and marketing and getting our name out there. And then lastly, it's retention, just like the rest of the universities in the state. If we can get a student here, we have to do everything possible, and I mean that, everything absolutely possible, to keep them at this university so they can finish their degree.
Dr. Jackson, you mentioned science. Black Hills State has a partnership with the Sanford Underground Research Facility, and how do you see that role in the future and just the big picture for Black Hills State and its future?
Sanford, and I'm glad you asked that question. Sanford Labs, Sanford Underground Research Facility, is one of our most strategic partners, and I say that not because of where they stand in the profile within South Dakota. I say that because they're our neighbor. We're the closest comprehensive university to the Sanford Underground Research Facility. In fact, we're the only comprehensive university in the West River. And so when we look at what we do for each other, whether it is providing bricks or helping one another, their scientists and their facilities individuals live in our communities and vice versa. And so as neighbors help one another, that's essentially what we do. And we rely on one another for things that really just aren't understood just because we are in the same proximity. The great news, though, is we have an underground classroom that will really help us advance not only undergraduate research, but also education of the work that is happening in Sanford Lab. And I think that's a really great partnership, not only for them, but for us, given our background as an educational, education campus. That gives us a conduit with them to really help introduce science to young kids throughout South Dakota or the region in such a significant way that we can help them advance science, technology, math, and all those other things in a really significant way. We're really happy to be building the underground classroom and hope that it really makes a difference for the other universities in South Dakota, as well as our undergraduate students.
Well, Dr. Jackson, you were talking about the natural beauty of the hills. Before I let you go, just on a personal note, have you had an opportunity for you and your family to do much exploring and getting out and about into the hills?
A couple of times. I went to college, undergraduate, at Minnesota State University in Marshall, Minnesota. And one of my paths going home to Seattle, Washington, was certainly through the Northern Hills. That's where I first saw the natural beauty, and in my mind, it probably never went away. However, just last summer, my son and I flew to the Southern Hills and took in all the things that are down in the Southern Hills. Custer, Crazy Horse was amazing. Many of the caves. He's 16 and loved every little bit of it and was maybe some of the best father-son time I've had in my lifetime, camping and just hanging out. Now, we flew from Louisville, Kentucky, where we lived, and we have a small plane, so it was just really a fantastic week. Never in my mind did I think that in a short year later I would be the president at Black Hills State University. And so since that time, we've certainly enjoyed the rally in Sturgis, traveling through some of the hills, seeing the Sanford Lab, flying over the hills, flying through Devil's Tower a few times. So we're trying to take advantage of as much of the Northern Hills as possible before winter comes.
And you're a pilot, right?
I am. I'm a private instrument rated pilot, yes.
All right. Well, Dr. Jackson, it was a pleasure meeting you, and thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much, and best of luck for your day. And remember, go Yellow Jackets.